Radio.
Welcome to the Kate Thompson Live Show on a Wednesday evening. It's the 19th of January, 16th of January, 2019, the second week, I guess, into the new year, and all kind of things going on in the news and such. Very interesting thing that's going on and as it relates to Donald Trump and a lot of other stuff. And here's my name is Citizen Payne. Here's my mom, Kay Thompson. Here you go.
Hello, everyone. Today we have a special program, and this is the show. It's titled or called "The Tribute to Gina Payne Scott." Gina, as you know, my daughter, passed away a little while ago, and we are calling on her family to talk to you about her. Okay, so we're going to be getting them on the air as soon as we can, and we're doing that right now.
Okay, keep
Hello?
Until they call.
Yep. We're calling Brianna.
Well, we're not calling anybody. We're going to keep talking until they call in.
No, we have to call them. Yeah, So they are located in Bermuda, and we have a lot of people listening in because of the fact that Gina was such a powerful person, and this is a tribute to Gina.
Okay, this would be that number, right?
That's right.
All right.
Here, right here, right here.
Okay. All right. While we're calling, do you want to say anything? We're calling Brian.
I'm calling Brian Scott, Dallas Scott.
Then you want to... All right, let's do this, everybody. We're calling my brother-in-law, Brian Scott, and see if he'd like to say a few words about his wife, my sister, Gina Payne Scott. We're trying to do this technically. Usually we have people call into the show. However, we're calling out, and we're going to put it on speak. Hey, Brian, how you doing? This is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
What's going on?
Good. How are you,
Bear? All right. I'm doing okay.
Yes.
I guess my mom has spoken to you or Brianna about calling into the show and giving some thoughts about Gina. You and my sister were married for how many years was it? It was quite a while, wasn't it?
Well, it would have been 29 years, January 13th. But Eric, what we want to do is call the home phone. This is my cell phone.
Okay. What number is that? Are you guys?
It's 973-707-8839.
All right. We'll call into that.
No, I'm just going to call right now. Call right away here.
All right. We'll call right now. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eric.
Cool. All right. We're going to keep the show rolling. Like my brother-in-law said, we're going to call him on this other number. As I said, normally we do people calling in, but today when we do other things like this, it presents somewhat of a challenge from a technical standpoint. But we can both get us both on speaker and do it like that there.
Hello?
Hey, Brianna, how you doing? It's Uncle Eric.
I'm good. How are you, Eric?
All right. What's going on, kiddo? How are you doing?
I have no idea. Just here. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Nana was talking about that you might want to talk to, and she's on the radio a little bit right now, and then you might want to give some thoughts about your mom. We're doing kind of Nana, remember Nana talking to you about that, or she mentioned
yes,
that to you?
Yes, it's all set up. This is a tribute to Gina. Yeah, it's a tribute to Gina. And Brianna, I know you're going to take over right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Gina's
she's not on that phone there. Okay, Bri, if you could just, you want to share some thoughts if you want to, about your mom, that, you know, some things that she taught you, you know, some life lessons that maybe, you know, other people could find. I know that some of the things you were telling me just about her free spirit and her way, it's something that I'm sure, you know, you are privileged to have her as a mom, but also, you know, other people, you know, can learn some things. What do you think about that?
There's a lot to say. I have no idea where to start with that, but I can, I mean, she's, I don't know where to start with that. I mean, my mom,
I see. All right. Well, here's Nana. Go ahead. You wanted to say something.
Yes. Brianna. You know,
I know that
you want to talk about your mom. And
yes.
Yeah. And, you know, Gina is with us now, and it's okay. So tell people,
yeah.
You know, tell people. And also, you know, you've wanted to talk to a lot of people about Brianna. I mean, about Gina. You're Brianna.
Correct.
But anyway, listen, tell us all about Gina Payne Scott.
My mom is, well, the first thing that comes to mind is that, you know, I miss her. I want her to come home right now. She's, you know, literally my best friend. My mom isn't like one of those. My mom and I, our relationship isn't just like, I don't know what a typical mother and daughter relationship is. Ours is something completely out of this world. No one could ever replicate or mimic the bond that my mom and I have. Even right now, every day I still see her, you know, and I do hear her in my head, you know, telling me things. And, you know, I mean, this is just that we're still all in shock. So to think about what to say about my mom, there's so much to say. I mean, she's, like I said, our relationship, like, she's more like my best friend. She's more of my my partner in crime, my partner, you know, my favorite person in the world, one that would do anything with me or for me. You know, my mom, like, my favorite things to do with my mom are, like, karaoke and, you know, jumping off boats and, you know, going on hikes and when I was younger, and you know, dressing up and, you know, sharing clothes or not sharing clothes because my mom's very picky on what she allows me to wear because she thinks I'm gonna spill something on it or I'm gonna lose it. But you know, she's my wardrobe. that's my best accessory. We're like the same person. So this is as long as I've not spoken to my mom. Like,
but she's here, Brianna. She's with you right now. And she's,
you know, yeah, I know. I know that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's and I know that she's here. I know she's listening.
And she's dancing.
Yeah, she's definitely dancing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want us to feel like this type of
No, but it's okay. It's absolutely okay. But, you know, I think that you of so many people, you know, were at both both of the, I can't even say it. But anyway, and I know you want to tell them.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the outpour of love and support that everyone's been giving us has been overwhelming in a positive way. You know, there's been so many calls, knocks on the door, cards, gift baskets, you know, just a lot of people come to the house and drop off food. Everyone that was, like, you know, willing to do anything. There's so many people still, you know, it's just, I haven't even been able to get back to all the messages and respond with everything because I'm just not ready yet. But just so amazing. I mean, it was crazy to see, you know, looking back at the line of cars when we were going to the cemetery. It was just a lot. It was like endless. The line was just so many cars, so many people. It was just. I mean, I would expect nothing less. I mean, that's my mom. Of course, my mom touched everyone's life. My mom has so much love to give to everyone. I mean, imagine being her daughter, or her son, or her husband. I mean, we got the best part of everything, my mom. And she had so much love. She still has so much love. I had to share my mom with my friends. My mom has literally adopted two of my friends. And not just by the term, like you just saying that. My mom actually signed paperwork to adopt one of my friend Nicole.
Yeah.
And my friend Andrea,
uh-huh.
They live with us, you know, they call her mom.
Yeah.
You know, my mom is like this, one of the things that I always think about is my mom said, like when kids see my mom, they just like, they, something happened. It's like a strange thing. I don't know what it is, but when a child looks at my mom, it's just, it's like they speak the same language. Like my mom's eyes or their face or whatever she's doing, probably jumping or, you know, they just seem to, they get her. Like, you know, she's reaches them on a different level. Like, it's just, they're just, they gravitate towards my mom. They're drawn to her. And so me, that's my brothers and myself, that's been our whole life. Like, imagine me when I was little trying to, and that's my mom. You know, it was just the best experience I've ever had in my life. I mean, this is my life because of my mom, my dad. But it's just, yeah, it's a lot. I mean, I can't even think about the things that she's taught me, the morals and stuff. I mean, there's a lot. I've never written them down on a paper or anything. That who I am should explain that. How I am should show that. And that's what I'm realizing more these days because now, I mean, we're twins, you know, so when people look at me, I know they think of my mom.
Exactly.
My mom calls me her mini me anyway.
That's true.
So it's like I need to represent both of us in the right way. And I mean, I hear my mom coming out in me a lot. And I've been told her, like, certain things that I say and certain things that I'll do, I'll tell my mom. Like, I literally heard your voice come through my voice.
Yeah. She was full of fun.
Yep. Pardon me?
She was also full of fun. And always always creating things. Yeah.
Like, you know, she creates adventure.
You better believe it.
She finds it everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to go back to karaoke yet. Actually, tonight. I haven't been able to go back there. My mom and I will go every Wednesday night. Not every Wednesday night, but many Wednesday nights. That's one of the things that we love to do. I mean, it's swimming. You know, my mom loves the ocean. She, like, loves nature, and she loves the trees. She loves tangled and intertwined trees. I'm actually, my brothers and my dad and I were thinking about somehow being like carving or placing, like, I don't know what. We haven't been able to decide what or how, but one of my mom's favorite beaches here, and she'll always just find herself at the beach every day. She always says, wear your bathing suit because you never know if you just want to jump overboard. You know, if you live on an island, you might as well just, you know, be prepared. So, one of the beaches, I don't know, she has so many favorite places. She'd go swimming or jumping off the rocks. I want to somehow, we want to carve out something in a rock somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That will be at the beach so that we can go and, you know, that's like a tribute to my mom, like a statue or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how, we're going to figure it out.
What?
My mom. Yeah, I mean, there's stories, of course, that we could talk about.
Well,
my mom.
Yeah. What's your best story?
I spoke about one at the funeral, the second funeral my mom had too. There's one. So that was one that I told the funeral was at from the AMAs when we went. And had the time of our lives. We were in California. We stayed in California. We stayed in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, and L.A. We visited my Uncle Eric there. The Conrad Murray trial for Michael Jackson. That's just one of so many stories. My mom and I was just... when we were in England, how about when we were in London? And she wore a wig.
Why did she wear a wig? No, I didn't know about that. Why did she wear that wig?
She just wanted to try something different. She knew that, and she said no pictures, but I got a few. We were walking across that River Thames.
Yeah.
And standing right next to Big Ben. And we just stopped and we looked at each other, and she had the wig on and this polka dot polka dot jacket.
Yeah.
And she had the thing around her head. And it was just such a moment. We just looked at each other. We're like, we're in London. We just started crying because we always cry. And we just so easily, so sensitive. But, we just stood there and we cried because it was just such a moment. We were in London. We're standing and staring straight up at Big Ben. And we went to walk around Westminster, Abbey, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Westminster. And, walked around, went to this carousel, underneath the London Eye, walked down underneath there. There's, this little carousel thing next to the London Eye. And we stayed there, and it was just, such a nice, we had so much fun. We went to, we were going to go see that. The movie that was playing was out at that time with Diana, about Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And I remember that being out in the theaters. And as we were walking by, we were like, should we go see that movie? Or should we just go, see what it's like, English people in these restaurants and bars? So we went into one bar. We just ended up ordering, a pitcher of one of their cocktails that they served that they sold to us. And it was just I remember all the conversations we had. I told her so many things that I told my mom everything, but there were some things that I didn't know for sure that I asked her. I'll never forget that I asked her about my mom and dad's friend Juliet. There were so many questions. I don't know why, but it was just after we both had two drinks and were cracking up and laughing, she was talking about my dad. And how all the crazy stories that they, all the stuff that they've done. And it was just a moment because now that I'm old, I think at that point she was realizing that I was of age. And I'm an adult and we're actually sitting as adults, she's looking at me in a different light now because I was in school at that time. The reason we were in England was because she was dropping me off to go to school and leave. And she was staying in London. So I'd gone down to London and stayed with her because it's 2 hours away from Leeds.
Mm.
And it was just a different moment. It was a different time that was just kind of changed. We matured. We went a step further in our relationship. I can't even, there's so many to, I want to tell more stories about her.
Well, tell them. tell people how she would just break out in song and dance on the streets and on the beach and any place.
And she would just all of a sudden start, dancing like a VR. Just do a cartwheel out of nowhere.
Right.
Always doing the splits. That's one thing that she can do for all three sides. She can do her right, left, and middle. I can only do my right. So I'll always make sure that if we're going to do it, she has to do the same leg as me. But then she can turn. She just turns each way.
Yeah.
But I'll just always the right side when I have to get up because I'm as flexible as her. That's one of our favorite things to do. But, Nana's really, when you came down, summer.
Yeah.
And I remember we were all standing, we went to Dockyard and
yes.
Well, where the cruise ships are, and we went and we were dancing at that beach on the water. I mean, that the restaurant on the water.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're playing like some, like, you know, music, like island music, and you and I and mommy were all dancing
together.
Yeah. Like that's one of my favorite memories of you being in Bermuda.
Mine too.
Yeah. You know.
Uh-huh.
That's fun. And then we took you to that pirate ship.
I forgot about that a little bit.
Yeah, and we stood underneath the Moon Gate, and then we took pictures there.
Yeah.
I have to send you those pictures. My dad has a lot of those pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, that is all awesome. Oh, my gosh, man. Remember when you were here also, we went to Reza, the illusionist. It was like a magician show.
Yes.
And my dad, that was the gable, and you and I went. And I remember we were walking through. My dad used to work there at that hotel when he was younger.
Yeah.
So he walked us through the kitchen. And my mom.
He had a lot of nerve.
Videos? I don't know if I can send you those videos.
Uh-huh.
I have to send them to you.
Yes.
My mom, like, tripped over my dad. My dad was trying to tell a story. My mom was cracking up. It was just such a nice moment. We were walking through. I don't know what we were thinking walking through the kitchen of the place, but no one said anything.
Because they thought she belonged there.
Like, showing up work. That was one of my favorite nights when you came. And then, there's so many. I don't know where to go. Like, geez, mommy. What? Every day is a story.
As soon as you get ready to leave the house.
Yeah, this is just like an everyday thing. My mom will go say, I'm just running to the grocery store. I'm gonna, She just goes.
She'd break out dancing.
And then she would just all of a sudden end up with like three people in the car saying, I have to just drop these people off over here because their daughter's this, their dad's this. And I went in to go see how their mom's doing and this and that. And she always ends up in some precarious, situation helping someone.
Uh-huh.
She used to just pick people up because she'd see outside in cold, like when someone, a lot of homeless people, she would actually give them socks and blankets and stuff because it's just, she could never imagine being so freezing, someone out in the cold all day, every day, and they're homeless and they don't have socks on their feet or they don't have blankets. So I would be in the car with her a lot of times and she did that. We give them our old jackets and stuff. My mom used to cook macaroni and cheese and stuff, and would put them in these little containers and sell them to construction workers because a lot of times they don't have enough time to leave, where they're working and go get lunch or just be out working all day, especially in Bermuda. So my mom would drive around and be like one of those deliveries for them. And my mom makes the best macaroni and cheese, hands down. Like, that's the one, but if anything,
me too.
That's the one thing my mom definitely makes.
Do you hear me?
Really well.
Do you hear me? Me, me too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you make the best scrambled eggs.
Well,
I can't believe you forgot that because that used to be part of my childhood. I mean, I used to look forward to the scrambled eggs. But, yeah, my mom definitely, that's her thing. Like, her thing is macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you call it? So then, what I meant to mention, in L.A., my mom and I went to, Skid Row in L.A., and we drove around there, and it was just like, geez, it was really sad, actually. We were crying. But she ended up giving blankets. We brought a whole bunch of stuff with us. Let me see that.
Mm-hmm.
Blankets.
The blankets? Yeah.
So my dad is just showing me this. I never saw this, actually. My mom has a pair of jeans. And she's always, always painting something, always putting something together, like jewelry and, gluing something, making different necklaces and bracelets and earrings. And one of the last messages actually she sent me was a picture of something she drew on her leg. of my cousin, actually, Taylor. Mm-hmm. My cousin Taylor, my main son, who was killed by mistake a few months ago last year, like in July. That was another one that looked at my mom like a mom. He lived with us. My dad's like a dad, and he lived with us. My cousin Taylor, so she actually had drawn, we're going to get a tattoo. My mom and I are going to get a tattoo that said Taylor. It's something, you know, something along the lines of Taylor. And she sent me the, you know, the picture that she's had on her leg. We were just trying to play around with different ideas. But now, of course, I'm going to get a tattoo of this. The one that we always wanted to get, my mom and I. But my dad just showed me this pair of jeans here, and my mom wrote this on her jeans, and it said, "If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song."
Yes.
I never saw that.
I see your father just text that. Your dad just texted us that video or whatever, but we can't currently bring it up, Brianna. But
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a picture.
Oh, video.
Yeah, I'm looking
so
at
it's a picture of that. Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, mate, you'll see that picture when you can.
Okay.
But that's one that I just read. And it was all out.
Right. I'm also looking at a picture of when you guys first came to California. Shortly after, I think it was around the same week that your cousin Suzanne had gotten married to her first marriage, a gentleman by the name of Alex, and you guys came, and the boys were like little guys, and it was the first time I had seen you since you had gotten into your like 12, 11, 12, 13 level.
Oh, wow, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Remember, I said, Brie, you can't grow without letting me know because you were all tall. You started getting tall. You know?
Yeah, I remember that. I think it's like a big picture of us. We're all sitting on the pillows or something on the ground.
Exactly.
I think it was a big picture of the family in the living room.
Exactly.
That you're talking about.
At Suzanne's house.
But yeah, I remember that.
We also went to Disney.
That was a nice.
Dude, we went down to Disneyland. Your dad was driving.
Yeah.
We all went down. I went down to Disneyland with you guys during that
trip. Actually, that my dad and Dallas and I were just talking about that experience because when it was my dad, my mom, Dallas, Gabriel, and I,
mm-hmm.
and we were driving to Disneyland. We were supposed to be driving to Disneyland. And we all fell asleep. Of course, my dad's driving, so he's just driving. We're all, you know, so excited to go to Disneyland, but we all fell asleep. Then I start to wake up. My mom starts to wake up, and she sees water. Like, we're on the coast somewhere. And my mom said, why do I see water? Why is water here? And as we look up, my mom's like, oh, my God, I remember mommy freaking out. Because we see pictures. Like billboards of pictures of people running across the border. And we did not know, like, my dad was just driving for hours, but we had all fallen asleep. So my dad didn't even think, geez, he didn't know where he was going. He was just driving. And my mom was, like, freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, right around the Mexican border. You know, right, we saw these tanks, those trucks with the rolling, big rolling thing, grenades and stuff. It was crazy. And then we got down there. Remember, we drove down there, and we got stopped by with all these guys with the guns and everything. And they're like, "Your passports, please." Passports, yeah. And we were like, "Oh, yes, you guys are in the car." But you guys are so young, you probably won't remember this. I remember this. But mom is like, no, it's fine. No, we're just going to turn around. We're just looking around here. It was so scary because these guys were not even, I don't think they were speaking English. They were Border Patrol, but they were standing in the road. Like, they were walking with them.
You guys drove so far south in California that you almost drove into Mexico. That's what you said.
Yeah. Just before that, he's pulling up.
We We know how you like to open roads, so you just start driving, brother. You just drive. That's a lot of driving. Listen. Listen, you're doing some real damage. If it's one thing in Europe to drive from country to country, but if in the United States you're driving from country to country, you're doing some damage, buddy.
They needed identification at that point, yes. Because they were like holding, they were standing around the car holding these guys. Mommy was so freaked out. So that was scary, actually. That was an adventure, yeah. We didn't go to Disneyland, we went to Openland. But yeah, it was crazy. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but they literally have pictures, billboards of people, yeah, with families huddled together, ducking, running. They're saying, and remember they said, watch out for people running across the road? I was like, whoa. Yeah, you were not looking at any signs, Eddie. But yeah, that was something. But we did get to Disneyland. Remember, oh my gosh, in Disneyland, oh my gosh. So we were, Dallas and Gabriel, I think you were, they were, no, that was Universal Studios. We were in Disneyland, and all of us were there. And my mom and I were looking at the next ride to go on.
Uh-huh.
And we're just staring at it, trying to look at these people's faces when they came down. You know, in front of us on the ride. We're standing on the gate. My mom and I were looking, looking at everyone's face, and just so happened to be. But I was like, "Mommy's like, that girl looks like Eloise. Do you remember? That girl looks like Eloise."
I was there with you guys. Yeah. I remember that. We were looking at the expression on their faces. We're like, "Nah, they don't look like they're too happy."
Yeah,
after
you were there with
We're like, no, let's not go on that ride.
I remember that's when we went to Disneyland, and you were there. I do remember that. And mommy and this girl had just moved. I was in year six at that time, so that means I was like 10 or 11. And just a few months prior to that, and before we went to California, a few months prior to that, at my school here in Bermuda, one of my best friends, Eloise, she's a Mexican, she was moving back to Mexico. So everyone, you know, she had this big going away thing, and everyone, you know, was crying, and she moved back to Mexico. That day when we went to Disneyland, this was a few months later in that year, we were looking at the expression on these people's faces, and this is in California in Disneyland. So looking at these, you know, we're all looking, seeing that was, you know, the ride. And my mom was like, that girl looks like Eloise. And, you know, that girl looks just like her. You know, she has long hair and, you know, just like her. And then as the girl gets off the ride, it was like the chances of this happening. Disneyland in California that same day, and we ran up to each other. Do you remember that, Eric?
I vaguely remember someone running up to you.
One of my closest friends, and my mom and I were just shocked. We were just like, how does that even happen? Like, you know, like from Bermuda to Mexico to California, Disneyland, the same time, same ride, same place. You know, that was, I remember she, I mean, we were
like,
shocked.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah, odds are nothing. There are no, I mean, slim to none.
Yeah.
But, there's a,
I remember we changed our mind.
My favorite memories are with my mom.
I remember we changed
everything, our mind from
wanting to go on the ride, the way people looked coming off. I remember we were going to go on the ride, and the way the people were looking so kind of not too happy, we're like, maybe we shouldn't go on that ride.
Yeah, maybe not.
And then as you mentioned, you and your mom came out there when you went to the Conrad Murray. That's when I was living not too far from the beach. You know, I forget if we had a chance to go to the beach while you guys were there, because I don't remember if we did. I'm sure you guys went without me, but I don't know if we went during the time.
We went. I remember going to where you stayed, and then we went. I think my friend Darius picked us up
right,
one
right.
time.
Yeah, the guy Gary.
Yeah, that was the years later, yeah. And that's when my mom and I decided to sleep outside of City Hall. Oh my gosh, yeah. And then after the trial, after the trial, we right in front of City Hall was a big protest going on, and they're just, like kind of like hippie-ish people, California people, like they're just in a cool way. That's why I always wanted to move there from this trip. My mom and I went, and we just sat on the steps right outside of City Hall, and people had tents around. They had food, free food for people. It was really weird.
Did she start for dancing, Grace?
I don't know who's
eating the food. Did she start dancing?
Pardon me?
Did Gina start dancing?
Oh, no. My mom was tired at that time. She was sitting down, and she was just had her head. We got the food, and the food's sitting in between us. We're both sitting on the stairs, and we're looking down, and there are people doing, like, this Brazilian dance, and people playing football, like soccer football, and some people with hula hoops, and kids and everything running down, and mommy had her head on her, like, just her head on her knees, kind of, like, and I was sitting there like that, too, and then all of a sudden, we hear something right in between us, and this dog is eating our food that we weren't going to eat, so we just got it, and mommy's like, oh, okay, this dog is this, and this girl, and the funny thing is, mommy and I looked back, and this girl has her dog, like, on the leash, and she's, like, laughing, like, oh, Lisa's eating. Like, they're like, what? Do you want to get your dog? And we were just laughing. Mommy's like, she was like, we're looking at each other like, that, what? Like, what is that? Okay, just eat my food, take it. Oh, you want my burrito, too?
That sounds like a California experience for sure.
Oh, yeah, big time. That was something. That was definitely something. It was crazy when Conrad Murray walked out, though, because I don't know how my mom got inside of the courtroom, because, no one was able to get in there. No one. Even the people that got as far as being outside of the courtroom could not get in there, but they still, I don't know. She somehow got in there. And then when she came out right before the verdict was read, and people were watching the trial on their laptops, because there were no televisions in the hallway of the courtroom.
What trial was that? What trial was that, babe?
That was Conrad Murray.
Oh, okay.
Was before he was charged for Michael Jackson's death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were watching the final, the final arguments being given from the lawyers, and we were all sitting out there. It was a long time. We just sat there and waited. And then finally, it was the judge made the judgment. Conrad Murray in the death of Michael Jackson. And everyone was just like, people were crying and then people were happy and clapping. And it was just like a moment, because it made it all real again. My mom was crying. I was crying. And then Conrad Murray, when he walked out of the courtroom, I'll never forget that feeling. He just oozed this, just negative, tense, just evil demeanor about him. He walked out. He's so tall. He's like 6'5". He's really tall. So he was towering over even the lawyers standing next to him, walking next to him. And he walked down so slow because he knew everyone's in support of Michael Jackson. So as he's walking through, everyone's just, looking at him. It was quiet. I don't think people were booing. I don't think it was just quiet. It was so, it was weird. It was a weird feeling. He was clearly guilty. I mean, there was no choice about that. But he looked at the way he looked at everyone, too. As he was looking down at everyone, he just moved his eyes. He didn't move his head, just looking at everyone. And now he's the people walking around and the police officers and the lawyers, those are like his bodyguards, because people would have attacked him if they weren't standing there. They walked by, and we were just staring at him. We just stared him down. My mom was, he must have felt it. But then the lawyers that won the case came out, and they were briefcases, like the rolling one, so they were holding that rolling, you know, two. I think it was a lady and a man. And my mom, everyone was just started cheering, and the guy got so, like, he was, you know, he was just walking down the hallway, and mommy ran up, and she fist bumped him. He got so red, he got all embarrassed, and everyone was like, oh, high-five my mom. And it was like, she had the guts to do that. No one else did that, but it was just, like, you know, and my mom made friends with everyone there, of course, okay. Even Latoya Jackson. I swear, she, like, she turned around back to mommy, and she was like, my mom's like, you know, she's holding that, this painting that my friend Darius has painted for her, and she had the glove on, and she was saying, Michael was an angel, and as a family was coming into the, you know, in the beginning of the day, to come in and hear the last few verdict, really, Mr. and Miss Jackson already walked by, Randy and was it Tito? I don't know. The other four out of the five Jackson. Well, yeah, obviously not four. I think it was three of them. There was the one brother was missing. And Latoya walked in. As she was walking by the crowd, mommy of course is standing in the front. So mommy's like, Latoya, Michael was an angel. But an angel. And she turned around and she came back to my mom and held her hand, just like, thank you. Like, you know, I know, yes, he is. And then mom's like, we love you, like, we're here for you. And, you know, my mom's crying, you know. And it was such a moment, like, it was crazy. And then they walked in. And then, of course, there's Gene Velez from HLN and that guy, the black guy's name. He's a reporter from HLN, also, I believe, at this point, you know, this is live. They have it on live. They're gonna get ready for the interviews. And my dad's at, you know, home in Bermuda. I don't think we told you we were gonna go do that, did we? So of course my mom's getting ready, like they're getting the camera ready and everything. My mom, you know, she gets interviewed. All of a sudden, someone in my dad's office is like, "Did you see your wife on television?" My dad's like, "What? Where? What do you mean?" Because I guess they had it on what, HLN. Yeah, they must have had it on. But, I mean, it wasn't a surprise to Daddy, probably. But that was, I just remember Mommy crying, and it was like, you know, it was Jane Velez, and then an Asian reporter, like, that I've seen a lot on television. Yeah. They interviewed her, different people interviewed her. And then that's when we went and sat outside. Well, we were tired because we stayed up all night. That's why. Yeah, so mommy went. That's when we went to City Hall. We sat there for a while. But, that was crazy.
You know, Bree, I had the same experience that your dad had. I was watching the convention, the Democratic convention. Must have been in 2008, 2004 or something, 2004 or something like that. One of the ones that Obama got elected. And I look up, I guess it was 2008, right? Obama got elected, yeah. So I look up, they're watching the news coverage on the convention, and they cut to somebody, and I'm like, no, that's my sister.
That's my sister.
Of course.
Okay. Listen, Brianna. Listen. Brian, do you want to share some thoughts about Gina and Dallas and Gabriel? Brianna, those thoughts were absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. What about the rest? What about the rest of the family? Do they want to also share their thoughts with us, with this vast number of people listening in?
I'd have to see when they're ready to.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian. It's like Brianna just sharing, there are so many memories and you know, and things that we've done. I mean, Gina lived, as you guys know, you know, so many decades, almost three decades here in Bermuda. And one thing, Eric, when you came here recently, you were reminded that in Bermuda, when it rains, we catch water, we catch something that we also have to do to maintain the integrity of that water is to whitewash the roof. So your sister, your daughter, my wife, and my children's mother got up on two roofs, you know, at my father's house, which is a big roof. And this is the adventurous side of her. I mean, just, you know, so we can't stop her. Got to get up on the roof, and she's painting, whitewashing the roof, just like us Virginians would do. You know, she'd have her sun hat on, and she would be, you know, just into it. I mean, just it was just so cool, and that's why we put one of the pictures there of her doing that, because that's how we live in Bermuda. I mean, and Gina was involved with that. Her being the people person that she is, you know, she was just, you know, very approachable. And one of the you know, things that got me, you know, to just be with her, you know, for as long as we were, you know, she's my partner, my soulmate, she helped me, you know, better my cooking. But this thing about her, I mean, you know, so cool, just so approachable, but so, you know, intelligent, articulate, well spoken. I mean, her voice, you know, just a voice that's just so pleasing. But you know, the tough side of her, I mean, she's, you know, soft, beautiful girl, I mean, beautiful person and everything, but the girl's tough. I remember early in our relationship, you know, going to, you know, visit in New Jersey, you know, Gina, you know, took me out to a Steel Pulse reggae show that was on the Harborside in New York, you know, there somewhere. Yeah, so, you know, pay for our tickets and stuff, I'm cool just to stay, you know, once we get in the gate, we can stand back here. You know, there's a lot of big people here. I'm by myself, Bermudian, so, you know, a lot of the guys are much bigger than me. You know, I'm 5'10", but some guys there are big American, you know, American men, you know. But Gina was not satisfied to stay in the back. So this girl takes my hand and pulls me through a crowd of people all the way up to the front. And I say that because that was, you know, something I'll never forget. I mean, you know, she was serious. She was not messing around. She was not going to send them back. And either I'm going to be with her or I stay back there by myself. So it was something that I just had to really get used to right away and know that this is who she is. She was, that was her. There was no 2 ways about it. It wasn't an act. It was her. She was a real, real, real deal. You know, people thought that they would want to change. I mean, you know, because she had, you know, not that gift of gab, but she was a conversationalist who can hold any conversation with anybody. And, you know, it was almost like she knew exactly what, you know, the conversation was about, and she did it better. And, I mean, even with one of the ex-premiers of Bermuda, you know, when my brother was running, they were running during an election in Bermuda, and because he stayed in the U.S. for many years, and he's made friends of, you know, politicians and stuff where he lived in the West Coast, he didn't know Gina, and Gina had her way, and her, you know, she knew about campaigns and how to just do things so, you know, different from how Bermudians did it. And he wanted to challenge her, but he found his match, that she was not backing down from this guy in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, he respected her for that. We even won that year. We got him in. My brother Tony lost by a few votes, but, you know, getting, you know, Dr. Ewitt Brown in, who eventually became the premier of Bermuda, was, you know, by the help of Gina and her ways of doing, you know, running a political campaign here in Bermuda. Yeah. Another thing was her skill to ride a bike. You know, when Gina and I first met, you know, she wanted to rent a 50cc rental bike in Bermuda. And another thing about her, she can be very stubborn. And this girl, we went to, you know, friends and who Gina was with, we went to a cricket game, a county match in the eastern end of the island. And then once it was over, we were going to go back towards Hamilton, which was in the west, and you know, going in another direction.
Yeah.
You know, it was about, I don't know, it could be about 8 or 9 miles to ride from there. And this girl, Gina, to hang with you guys, you know, go riding fast on the bike. And at one point, we had to stop and tell her, you cannot ride that bike like that because of the narrow road,
yeah,
and Bermuda and stuff,
yeah,
and what have you. But, you know, Gina, you know, just was, you know, being Gina. I mean, she stayed with us and stuff. We, you know, we of course saw that, you know, we're not going to ride crazy or anything like that, but she was just hanging with us on her rented bike.
Mm-hmm.
We had our local bikes, but she was there, and I said, this girl was stubborn. But that was her. I mean, you know, she was adventurous. I mean, she'll get on boats in summer times, and, you know, be jumping off the boats, doing backwards flips and dives, stuff in the water. I mean,
yeah,
she was something special. And there's so many more. I mean, my perfection of pizza, making pizza, was
uh-huh,
you know, because of Gina, her, you know, love for pizza made me learn how, I had to learn how to make pizza. You know, I think I probably would have lost that, so I had to make sure I perfected pizza. But it's so many things. I mean, it's just her. I mean, always wanted to be in front of a camera. I'm the worst person to take pictures. I'm glad that Dallas, you know,
Dallas
took up photography, because I said, Gina, I am not a photographer. But
what
he somehow got me to take some pictures of her, you know, here and there.
What about some comments from Dallas or Gabriel? Are they interested in talking to
you? Oh, they're here. Right here.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Because we only have about 8 more minutes. So, and I'm going to do a part 2. How's that? Next week. Is that okay?
That sounds fitting.
That sounds what? Who's this, Dallas or Gabriel? O'Brien.
Hi, this is Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
So, from all the stories you've heard and all the stories that that you might not even get the chance to hear.
Well,
my
next
mother,
we can do it again next week also.
Yes, of course. My mother, she's one of a kind. She was,
mm-hmm,
is not somebody that you can come across and forget. And like we've said so many times, there are so many things that we could talk about. We can talk. But like you said, you don't have too much time left. So
we're gonna have a part 2 next week.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes. So I'll say this. She'll be missed. I guess to take away, just live like you, unapologetically for yourself. She did that. She was herself unapologetically. And in that, she was so selfless and she was kind. She's an inspiration to so many people, to me, for my dad, for my sister, my brother, to everybody she touched. So live as full of life as you can, because it's what my mom did. She didn't back down from a fight. She didn't think twice about why she was saying what she was saying. She was hard-headed and full of knowledge and loving in every way. She did it. So, yes.
What about Gabriel? What do you think, you might like to say something? Gabriel?
And Nigeria.
And Dallas?
Good evening.
Gabriel? Hello.
Yes, good evening, Nana.
Nana?
Good evening, all.
Go ahead. We have about 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Give us some thoughts.
All right. My mom was a lot of things. She was charismatic. She was fun. She was, like Dallas said, unapologetically herself. She wasn't afraid of the judgment of others. She didn't care if anybody was watching or judging her.
wanted to do her own thing, and she would always stand out from the crowd for that, and everybody would just be drawn to her, like fireflies to a light, and it was really amazing to be with her, because whenever you tried to be mad at her for whatever reason, because she was too loud or too much sometimes, she would always just look at you and she'd do something, and you couldn't be mad. You just always end up breaking and having a smile, and like you try to stay mad at her, but you couldn't, no matter how hard you try. She just had that aura about her that could light up a room. So she was a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
She changed our lives. She made our lives. And
Okay. This will be continued next week. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Will you consent to come back on next week?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Brianna.
Bye.
Thank you.
Dallas.
Thank you.
Gabriel.
Thank you.
Brian.
All right. See you guys later. Talk to you guys later. Love you guys. Okay, you guys, we'll talk to you a little bit later. I was just going to say, last final thoughts from me. You guys, the one thing I think about your mom, think about my sister, is motion, right? She was Action Jackson, man, always doing something, always moving. That's the one thing that brings a smile to my face, because before she was your guys' running buddy, she was mine, the other night owl in the family. Because the other two people went to sleep too early, so that's when me and your mom, we were, let's go. Let's ride. So we will talk to you guys next week. As we sit here and pay tribute to your mom, my sister, your daughter. She's always with us. It's a little bit difficult at times, but that life gives us the energy. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys a little bit, okay?
Love you, too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Love you all. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye. All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. As we did, we're going to, as my mother has said several times, it will be continued. Sharing some stories. Maybe if also we could open up the line to have some of Gina's friends call in.
Yeah.
Who she has so many friends and had a lot of great stories, a lot of people that were cracking up. So this has been the Blog Talk Radio, the Kay Thompson Live Show. We did a special tribute to my sister, my mom, this is your daughter, Ma, and their celebration of life. And Mom Citizen Payne, you could reach us every Wednesday, hear us live every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/KayThompsonLive, or you can listen to our shows because they are archived. You can listen to them anytime you want. That's what that means. I'm Citizen Payne, and you are.
Kay Thompson, join us next week for another show, Kay Thompson Live. Thank you. Can you include this picture in?